Genesis chapter 45. Joseph told his brothers who he really was. Verse 1. When Judah finished his story, Joseph could not stop himself from crying. And so he said to his workers, "Please leave me alone with these men." Then after all his workers had left the room, Joseph told his brothers who he really was. He cried, and he made so much noise that his workers heard him, and everyone who worked in the government building heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers were so frightened they could not say anything. So Joseph said to them, "It's all right, come close to me." And when they came close, he said to them again, "I am Joseph, your brother. You sold me as a slave to those Ishmaelite men, and they led me here to Egypt. But do not be frightened or angry at yourselves for selling me. You see, God sent me here to save the lives of a lot of people. This country has not grown any food for 2 years, and no food will grow for another 5 years. God sent me here to make a way for your families to stay alive. So then, you didn't send me here, God did. And he has made me the most important person that works for Pharaoh. You see, I am like a father for Pharaoh. I look after him, and I am the boss of the government, and I am the boss over the whole country of Egypt. I want you to go home to my father as fast as you can and say to him, 'Your son Joseph says, God has made me the boss over all of Egypt. You have to come to Egypt as fast as you can. I want you to come and live in a place called Goshen. Bring all your children and grandchildren, all your animals and everything you have, so that you can all live near me. There is going to be another 5 years when no food will grow, but I will look after you so that you and all your family will have all the food you need.'" Then Joseph said to his brothers, "You can see for yourselves, and so can Benjamin, that I am your brother Joseph. So tell my father how powerful I am here in Egypt. Tell him everything you have seen and heard. Quick, go and bring him here to me." Joseph put his arms around Benjamin, and they cried together. Joseph cried and kissed all his brothers, and they all sat down to talk. When Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and all his helpers heard that Joseph's brothers were in Egypt, they were all happy for Joseph. The king said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers to put bags of food onto their donkeys and go back to Canaan. Tell them to bring their father and all their families back to me. I will give them the best land that I can find in Egypt, and they will have the best food that we can give them. Joseph, give them some of our wagons. That way, the women and children can ride in them when they come to Egypt. And make sure your father comes with them. Tell them not to worry if they have to leave some of their things behind. We will give them new things. They will be the best things we have here in Egypt." So Jacob's sons did what Pharaoh said, and Joseph gave them wagons and food for the trip. He gave each of his brothers one lot of new clothes, but he gave Benjamin 5 lots of clothes and a really big bag full of silver money. Joseph sent his father some presents too. He sent 10 donkeys loaded with good things from Egypt and 10 girl donkeys with bags of seeds and bread and all the food they would need for the trip back to Canaan. And Joseph sent even more food for when everybody had to travel back to Egypt. Then before he sent his brothers away, he said, "Do not argue as you go home. And so the brothers left Egypt and went home to their father Jacob in Canaan. They said to their father, "Joseph is alive, and he is the boss over all of Egypt." Jacob was shocked and did not believe them. But when he heard everything that Joseph said and saw all the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry them back to Egypt, he felt better. Then Israel, whose other name was Jacob, said, "I believe you now. My son Joseph is alive, and I will go and see him before I die."